Speaking in early August at the U.S.-Africa Business Forum in Washington, the president sounded a warning about big, wealthy media companies providing differentiated internet service depending on the ability to pay, suggesting that could stifle innovation.
In the United States, one of the issues around net neutrality is whether you are creating different rates or charges mm-hmm. for different content providers. That's the big controversy here.
Yes, that's right.
Right. So you have big, wealthy media companies who might be willing to pay more, but then also charge more for more spectrum, more bandwidth on the internet, so they can stream movies faster or what have you. Mm-hmm. And I personally, the position of my administration, as well as I think a lot of companies here, is you don't want to start getting a differentiation in how accessible the internet is to various users. Mm-hmm. You want to leave it open so that the next Google or the next Facebook can succeed.
On Wednesday, former FCC Commissioner Michael Copps requested a meeting with the president to discuss how to solidify open internet protections. John Bergmeier with media watchdog group Public Knowledge warns that limiting the market reduces competition that normally keeps prices low and quality of service high. It's akin to what's been playing out with Comcast's bid to acquire Time Warner Cable. These are the two biggest cable TV providers, recognized for more than a year as being the two worst, according to the Michigan-based American Customer Satisfaction Index.
As the Department of Justice and the FCC found when they blocked the AT&T T-Mobile merger, you need a certain number of competitors to ensure that a market actually is competitive. Comcast plus Time Warner will be so big that they can essentially make or break any independent programming. So you're creating a single gatekeeper that really determines what's going to be the successful video content nationwide.
Without net neutrality, some observers believe it wouldn't take long for just one, two, or three content providers to dominate the internet, which could result in a similar battle for control at the consumer's expense. There is much at stake. Chandra Ball, Associate State Director for Communications with AARP New York, says 96% of New York adults use the internet.
67% of New York adults engage on social media sites, and 45% download music files. We found that 63% of New York adults watch videos on video sharing sites.
But creating so-called fast lanes of the internet could stop those activities dead in their tracks. The FCC has reportedly fielded more than a million comments regarding net neutrality and will hold six roundtable discussions in September and October in Washington to give the public a chance to sound off before agency staff. Senate Judiciary Chairman Patrick Leahy of Vermont, a Democrat, is calling on the FCC to host some of its hearings outside of D.C.
I don't want to see an internet where those who can afford to pay can muffle the voices of those who cannot. And an online world is split into fast lanes and slow lanes where pay-to-play deals dictate who can reach consumers. That runs contrary to every single principle that I felt the internet was based on.
The White House has not yet commented on the Michael Copps letter. In New York, net neutrality has gotten headlines in recent weeks. Tim Wu, who is running for lieutenant governor with long-shot Democratic gubernatorial hopeful Zephyr Teachout, is the scholar who coined the term. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.